Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo.
Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. On a Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker and Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard for a second consecutive day. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What a show we have for you. Greg Jennings is coming up in about 25
Greg
minutes.
Greg Jennings.
30 minutes. We'll talk to him. Some NFL stuff. Eddie House, the former NBA NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We'll talk to him in the second hour. And Funky Cole Mark Medina from NBA.com. That's right. We'll come around in the final hour of the program. Let's welcome in Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard. And once again, prayers go out to Chris Broussard,
absolutely,
his family, and he's handling family matters, so we just will hold down the ship.
Much
Rob
more
G.
important than a radio show, that's
yes,
for sure.
So everybody, send out those warm thoughts and prayers to the Broussard family, including Chris and his wife, Crystal.
Yes.
What's happening? How are you?
I'm doing all right, considering my Lakers found a way to, you know, break my heart and then make me happy and then break it again, you know, in the span of, what, 30 minutes of real time. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Loved every minute of it. And not because I was rooting against the Lakers. I had on, unfortunately, on Shekel City, it was 3.5 when I made the bet.
Right.
3.5. But when I made the Shekel City. But when I placed the bet, it moved up to 4. So I didn't get all three of my I got two of the three, and the other one was a tie.
Right.
So I wound up not winning the 350. I won like 180.
Oh, which beg my pardon, you know, Rob Parker.
Yeah, I'm still upset. I wanted to win the whole shebang. You know what I mean? I mean, I couldn't believe it. For one point, I'm going to have to go without. That means I can't eat what I want. I can't hang out. That means I can't. When I go to Dallas this week, I can only this weekend, I can only have one steak.
Wow. You know, Rob, if you would have won the Shekel City trifecta, would you have brought us lunch, or you still would have only brought food for yourself? Like a very selfish multimillionaire that you are.
You guys don't eat what I eat, so I don't want to bring you anything. I don't want to pollute Alex. I don't want to. I don't want to pollute anybody else.
That's a good excuse.
Is that a good excuse?
I mean, it doesn't hold water, but I'm glad that you came up with it on your drive in as you came in with your extra large Diet Coke and fries and a Big Mac and, you know, an ice cream sundae to go. And then you were thinking, I'm like, oh, I didn't get anything from anyone else. Here's my excuse. I know Alex is too healthy. I don't want to get him anything.
Yeah, don't bracket me in with Rob G in the same kind of thing. That's a disgrace to me almost. Come on now.
Yeah, Rob, you know what you're doing. You're just trying to...
I'm trying to be nice. Forget about you. Talk about me bringing in a little food. Wait till I give out the Christmas presents this Friday.
Oh,
and
no.
Don't open them until Christmas.
Okay.
Can't promise.
Well, I'm not going to be here on Friday anyway, so that's easy for me.
You get yours today.
Okay, cool.
But
I won't open it until
Don't open it until Christmas. It's wrapped with Christmas paper. Is that cool?
It's going to be me and my daughter opening gifts on Christmas morning, both eagerly awaiting to see what's inside.
All right. You probably have an idea, but you know what I mean.
If it doesn't say Odd Couple on, I'll be very disappointed,
nothing with Odd Couple. I didn't give you anything.
What?
I didn't give you anything with Odd Couple last year.
So it doesn't mean I don't like it.
Oh,
I like telling Covino and Rich before when we exchange in the studio, hey, you got a nice sweatshirt, but I got a Jordan brand, I got an Adidas, I got a Jack Nicklaus golf shirt. You know,
we need a Puma one now.
I know, New Balance stuff.
All right, well we'll
Reebok.
We'll work on that. So let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine program without them. Of course, Rob G is producing and also doing the co-hosting.
Trying to.
Alex, of course, our engineer.
One could say Rob G is very able-bodied today.
Yeah, he is. Double able-bodied.
I'll take it.
Brandon is answering the phones for us and helping out.
Love Brandon.
And Monsi Bolaños.
Yeah.
Monsi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monsi. How are you? Okay, good. All right. Let's get started, Rob G. This story came around, and I think, people looked at it and didn't think about the significance of it. The NBA is naming trophies now, right?
Right.
They came out, they announced that the if you win, have the best record in the regular season, you get a trophy for the best regular season record.
The participation award.
Named after the first commissioner of the NBA that nobody knew.
Yes.
Okay, that name. I just was like, what's that? But also, the best defensive player, right? Is it...
Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem got that. But the bigger one was the MVP. And it's named after Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Hello, is this on? All of you LeBron fans who have been holding on to this flimsy that LeBron is the best player. LeBron is the best basketball player we've ever seen. He's so versatile. He can do everything. He's been to the finals 40 times. What are you talking about? Look at the team he had in Cleveland. You wouldn't win either if you had those guys. The NBA has spoken, Rob G. They named the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan, MJ, the jump man. It tells you without question who the NBA thinks is the greatest player who ever played, and it ain't the guy currently in season number 20 who's about to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's mark for the most points in the league. It's not LeBron. The NBA. They didn't say, let's wait. Let's wait for LeBron to break Kareem's record. Let's wait for LeBron to win two more titles and catch Michael Jordan. Let's wait. They weren't going to wait because they know come hell or high water or anything else LeBron does from this point on, won't change the fact that Michael Jordan is the greatest NBA player, period. Period with a capital P. Don't shake your head, Rob G. You know I'm right. And you LeBron fans, concede. I want you to call up and concede and bow your head, get down on your hands and knees, and thank your maker that you happen to be alive when the NBA named the MVP trophy after Michael Jordan.
Man. Make you want to drop to your knees.
That's right.
Are you done?
I'm done.
You good? Okay.
Rob Parker.
Concede, Rob G. Concede.
Rob, in the immortal words of Christopher Leviticus Bartholomew Broussard Jr., stop it! Are you kidding me? Rob, the NBA could not name the award after LeBron James because LeBron is still an active player. Can you imagine how awkward that would be if LeBron James walks up at the end of the season when the Lakers finish on a 30-game winning streak to get the number two seed in the Western Conference, and Adam Silver says, with the inaugural LeBron James NBA Most Valuable Player Trophy, here is LeBron James. That would look so awkward and uncomfortable and corny that they couldn't let it happen. That's number one. That's the only reason why LeBron was eliminated from the conversation before it ever
All
happened.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why did they have to name Michael Jordan now, this year? There's no time restraint, no time limp. They could have waited. Wait for LeBron to retire. Wait to see what his career yields. Wait to see if he wins a few more championships. Wait till he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They could have waited. There was no reason to do it right now. This was them rubbing in LeBron's face right now, saying, go ahead, break Kareem's record. And you know what it matters? That plus 250 will get you on the New York subway.
They only did it now because they're trying to get some positive PR in the middle of the dog days of the NBA season.
The dog days? We're not even at Christmas yet. The season just started.
The dog days start after November 1st all the way until March. That's pretty much what it is in the NBA. Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, who doesn't want to be here anyways. But none of these guys that they named the awards for, you mentioned the Jordan Trophy, George Mikan, Most Improved Player. You mean to tell me there's another guy who personifies Most Improved more than Giannis, who didn't even know what basketball was till he was like 11, and then now he's arguably going to be a top 15 player ever? The John Havlicek Trophy for Sixth Man of the Year.
They didn't even have a sixth man
exactly.
Back when he played.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these awards don't make sense. And whether or not LeBron James should have been considered for the MVP, or I understand why you wouldn't. Number one, because he's a current player, but also because I think he only has four. But if you're going to have insist on naming these awards after a player, why the hell would you settle on Michael Jordan when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has one more NBA MVP than Michael Jordan? It doesn't make sense. All they're trying to do is appease guys like Rob Parker, who can't get enough of his shoes and talking about Michael Jordan on the radio because he wants to get a new fit for Christmas.
I'm a woman.
That's all they're trying to do.
You said Michael Jordan? I need baby oil.
I mean, and a cigarette.
I need baby oil and a cigarette. Come on, Rob G. Nice try. But this was the NBA, and they spoke. They could have waited. There's no rush. If you really believe LeBron James was the greatest, you could have waited to name it after him. And they didn't do that. Instead, they just said, it's Michael Jordan. End of story. I think if you're a LeBron James fan, you have no answer. You must concede. LeBron, remember that quote? Oh, yeah, when we came back from the Warriors, that's when I knew I was the GOAT. You don't even have a trophy named after you.
He's not going to have a single trophy named because the finals MVP is taken. The Western, Eastern Conference MVPs
all done.
Are taken. The preseason MVP, LeBron James.
Who was the NBA? Who was the player who said that they could name the next bubble championship
Evan Turner. Have time in trash talk.
Evan Turner. He just said, hey, to get name the next bubble championship after LeBron. the LeBron. Or they could always come up with the Fofote.
The
finals failure of all time, and they could name that after LeBron. No?
No. Don't get Kawhi ready, Alex.
Yes,
I don't even hear Kawhi laughing at that joke.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me loud and clear. A gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. A Worship Wednesday, Rob Parker, Rob G, in for Chris Broussard. And here we go with the Tom Brady stuff, right?
So much ball washing going on.
It's
right
terrible.
Now, you know that the The Bucks face the Bengals this Sunday. It's pretty much a make or break game for Tampa because their division isn't any good and Carolina is suddenly looking not terrible. Well, obviously, there's a lot of hype because of the two quarterbacks, and somebody wrote in Cincinnati a comparison about how Joe Burrow and Tom Brady are very similar. They're much alike. So Joe Burrow's asked about it, about the comparisons, and he just very simply, quote, he's Tom, I'm Joe. That's it. I think that Joe Burrow was being nice in that regard because to me, the only thing they have in common is that they're both light-skinned and they played in the Big Ten in college.
Right.
At one point. To compare.
And Brady barely played in the Big Ten.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Same thing, like, with Joe Burrow.
Right. He didn't play for Ohio State.
Yeah,
right.
Until he got to LSU. But here's what I'm going to say. It is disrespectful to compare Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. And it's not disrespectful to Tom Brady. It's disrespectful to Joe Burrow. Because at this point in their career, this is all we can really compare them on. It's unfair to compare a career versus a career when one guy's in year three, the other guy's in year 70, right? Joe Burrow, through the first 3 years of his NFL career.
It ain't even close.
74 touchdowns, 28 picks, a career passer rating of just under 101. Tom Brady, if you discount his rookie year we didn't play, his first 3 years, he's basically a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio and a passer rating of 86.
It ain't the same. It ain't the same. Tom Brady, that first Super Bowl, Rob G, he had one touchdown pass in the entire playoff run. He also was given the ball back after he fumbled. Mm-hmm. You know that as a Raiders fan.
I do.
That was a clear fumble. I was watching that game. I almost put my foot through the TV set.
The worst call in NFL history.
Am I right? The worst call. A clear fumble. The game was over. The Raiders won that game.
Absolutely. And for whatever reason, and I know people might say, I can't believe you're saying that about Tom Brady. And you know, of course, Rob Parker's a Tom Brady hater. That's why he agrees
right,
with
of
you.
Of course, right, yeah. Right.
Look, Tom Brady has done more than enough great things in his NFL career that he deserves credit for, right? I get it. But you also have to be honest. Tom Brady did not become all caps Tom Brady TB12 until 2007.
But it was after, right, right.
It was after those Super Bowls.
And don't forget, he went 10 years or 10 seasons, exactly. I think, without winning a Super Bowl. People forget, when they were losing to the Giants.
Right, and so for anyone to say, oh, well, Tom Brady and Joe Burrow, they're very similar, I guess the only thing they have in common the way they play is they're both great in the two-minute drill, because that's pretty much what Tom Brady was the first 6 or 7 years of his career. He was a check-down game manager who still turned the ball over quite a bit. If you think about it, a 2-to-1 interception ratio is not good.
It's not great.
It's not something to write home about. It's not something that you would say that's the greatest quarterback of all time. And Joe Burrow, what he did in Cincinnati, a notorious loser, a cellar dweller in football history, turns him around as soon as he gets there.
Incredible.
Basically.
You remember people were telling him, don't go.
Remember that? You and Chris were getting upset at people for saying, what do you mean you don't want to go there? Why do you want to pull Eli Manning? You should go wherever
you should
drafted.
Go there and turn it around and make your own, if you're that guy, and make your own name. And that's what he did.
And that's exactly what he did, because he is that guy. The difference between Joe Burrow and Tom Brady at the beginning parts of their career is astounding. Joe Burrow is light years ahead of where Tom Brady was at this point in time in his career. And that's why I don't get it. I don't like it.
It's just some way of attaching Brady to, like, this year. Oh, he's like Brady. That's exactly what it is. And in reality, it's not. If you look at the numbers and look at what went on those years. And remember, was hurt early on in his Joe Burrow got hurt his first year.
He got hurt. He came off an ACL, if I recall correctly, and promptly leads his team to the Super Bowl, who nobody had any expectations for.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is a Worship Wednesday here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. We will do it live. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
The Odd Couple's also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Rob Parker and Rob G, better known by his government name as Rob Guerra, filling in for Chris Broussard, who we hope will be rejoining us.
I hope he's back tomorrow.
Yes, we do hope that. We do not know, but we do hope, Rob G, that that does happen. Some interesting NBA games. I told you, Pistons are up by 10 to start the fourth. What'd I tell you? Every time I bet against them, they don't even cover, Rob. They win.
They win outright.
Yeah, they win outright. It makes no sense. makes no sense, but it is what it is.
And the Golden State Warriors coming back. They were down by 20. Now they're only down by 6 entering the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they made a big, big comeback. So, and that's without a couple players, right, who aren't playing tonight.
No Klay Thompson. Steph Curry's doing all right. 38 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. But he's got a minus 6 plus minus.
Wow.
Dante DiVincenzo plus 19 in a game that they were down by 20.
All right, Rob G., the baseball winter meetings have been something, right?
They've been wild.
Because they've been giving out money like it's going out of style. Whenever people talk about, like, the golden era of baseball, if you don't think this is the golden era, you don't know what you're talking about. Rob G., what, like crazy 10 and 11-year contracts, right? You would think by now owners would be going the other way. And
right.
Given like 5 years and saying, we're not going
to. We learned our lesson with Albert Pujols.
Right, or whatever. We're not doing that. No. They want to control their costs, know what they have. Rob G, they look at it like this. If we do less, the guy could cost me more money down the road, or I have to pay him again, or to hold on to him. So they'd rather just pay the money up front. And remember the thing with baseball, too. You got to go through 6 years, right, without getting paid. So
right.
So those are makeup for those years too, Rob G, where you're not making any money. So remember that. But anyway, the big winner, Carlos Correa. An 11-year, what is it, $350 million contract with the San Francisco Giants. He's a winner, Rob G. He was a part of that Astros scandal, the cheating scandal. Carlos Correa was on that team when they were tipping, getting the information from the pitchers, right? And using it to hit. And nobody wanted him last year. That was his free agent year. So he went to the Minnesota Twins for 1 year, opted with a contract that he could opt out after every year. He opted out, and boy, did he get paid. It doesn't feel right. The Aaron Judge $360 million contract feels right, doesn't it? He bet on himself. He went out there, had an unbelievable season, set the American League record for home runs with 62. He led the Yankees to the playoffs. Carlos Correa was on the Twins. They didn't make the playoffs. They had an okay season. He had a decent season, Rob G. How shocked were you that the Giants, who did offer Judge $360, gave that money to Carlos Correa?
I wasn't shocked at all, to be quite honest with you. And I know that a lot of people still hold the stench of the Houston Astros cheating scandal over his head. Probably because between him and, his name escapes me.
Altuve?
Altuve with the buzzer.
Right.
You know that. Don't take my jersey off because I don't want to be taking my shirt off.
My wife doesn't want to see me with a bare chest on TV.
But the next day he had his shirt off, you know, whatever it is. I understand why those two guys specifically kind of draw the most ire. But to your point, Rob, he didn't get his deal last year that he wanted. He took the 3-year deal in Minnesota, which had the opt-out, which he exercised and became a free agent. But during that season, this quote-unquote gap year in Minnesota, he balled out again. So it wasn't just the buzzers and the trash cans that led to him being as good as he is. He batted .291, 22 homers, 140 OPS last season, which was right around the top or the top of the shortstop market. Like, better than guys like Trey Turner. Pick whoever your favorite shortstop is that was a free agent, which was a great class, Xander Bogaerts.
They did. They had three shortstops, yeah. I mean, right there.
And Correa's numbers were as good or better in a lot of categories than those guys. So I understand why if you're San Francisco, you just missed out on Aaron Judge. You're in the same division with the Dodgers, who got stars up and down the roster.
And the Padres.
And the Padres, who are probably even more star-laden than the Dodgers. So I get why they felt like they needed to push their chips all in and
Get a star?
And kind of overpay for a star, I guess, so to speak, yeah.
It's still, so you're saying, in your head, you're okay because he cleansed himself last year with the Twins?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying it still feels like, kind of like the Deshaun Watson thing.
Okay, like, how so? Explain it to me.
Like he won, you know, like he kind of had something bad happen, right? A bad situation. Wind up getting a fully guaranteed contract that other players who have played by the rules didn't have any issues, Rob G, never got. And now you see Correa with the fourth biggest contract in the history of baseball. And it comes off a major scandal. Now, you're right. We don't know. Obviously, he could have batted 210. Mm-hmm. And then you might say, he, you know, maybe he's not that guy.
Right.
But 291, definitely for a shortstop. 22 home runs. And the Giants were desperate. Buster Posey retired a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. Who do they really have? Who's their big star? They don't have one.
And I think that's why they went so heavy
on Judge.
On Aaron Judge.
They need a marquee name.
Yep. And the thing about the Giants is, and I know that maybe people don't realize it, you know, because short-term memory, like, hey, the Dodgers have owned the NL West for like a decade almost, it feels like.
Like they've won it 9 out of 10, I think.
Right. But the Giants, at least if you live in LA, a lot of people view the Giants as being the team to beat in that division because they're the ones who have the World Series rings to back it up.
They won three.
The Dodgers kept getting to the World Series or getting the best record and have nothing to show for it.
But here's why I think that it doesn't feel totally good.
Okay.
And maybe because I live in L.A. and I do local radio. The Dodgers
AM
were like—
AM 570 L.A. Sports.
That's right.
Shout out to Rodney Pete and Fred Rogan.
That's right, Rogan and Rodney, middays. But the Dodgers said that they listened to their fans that they didn't want Correa.
Which is stupid.
Right, it is. I agree, if he could help you win.
Yeah.
But that was one of the reasons that they said, because they cheated, they blocked the Dodgers from winning a World Series, if you remember. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers won all the games, I think, at home and lost all four.
Yep.
In Houston, where they were doing the
cheating.
Didn't
they spot Kershaw like a 6-run lead or
7?
Yeah. And then he promptly blew it the very next inning.
Like they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then when he pitched at Dodger Stadium, he was lights out.
Yeah, they're terrible at faking it, by the way. Like, if in the future, if you're ever going to cheat at something, don't be that obvious
right.
about it.
Don't
you know
be that
I mean?
Good.
Yeah.
Lose a game where you get, like, shut out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you don't know what's coming.
Right.
Right. They couldn't even do that. Fake
no,
it. Right.
They couldn't even
you're
do
right.
That.
But the, like, the talk here was, we don't want him. He's a cheater. We'll never forgive him. We don't want him to wear a Dodger uniform. But the Giants didn't seem to mind. And I think most teams probably wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, there's a – we were talking about earlier during one of the breaks. There is an unsavory underbelly in professional sports. And baseball, unfortunately, has the biggest black eye because of the steroid era. And it was so rampant at that time where everybody was doing something. Everybody was on the juice or some form of the juice. Pick your favorite player.
A lot more than got busted.
Exactly.
Like, people who think that it's only the 4 or 5 people we talk about all the time.
Yeah, it was everybody. And the fact remains is, I'm not saying that everybody is doing PEDs or steroids.
No,
all those sports.
That's not
but
true.
But what I am saying is, everybody's looking for the edge, the upper hand. Bill Belichick in the NFL, right? He's always looking for some kind of edge, whether it's in deflating footballs, recording signals, you know, pick whatever it is. They're always trying to find something to give him the edge because the ultimate goal is to win. And the minute you get into a position where you start saying to yourself, we don't want this guy on our team because we don't think he's a good dude, because we don't think that he, you know, is a stand-up guy and he does things on the up and up, that's where you're immediately fighting for, you're in a position of not having any leverage anymore. You know what I mean? Because the ultimate goal should be to win. It doesn't matter if you win as the most stand-up guys in the room.
Right.
It matters, did you hoist the trophy or not? And especially if you're the Dodgers, where you've been at the altar so many times and you've only broke through once, and even some people have an issue with that because it was a 60-game shortened season because of COVID, you would think that you would do whatever you had to do to win.
Yeah, but there are certain, and I think the bigger part for the Dodger fans is that was the team that beat you. I know what you're saying. Because to me, unless you're suspended from the league, right?
Right.
The league didn't take away the championship. The league.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. Matter of fact, all the players got immunity.
Immunity,
yeah. Of Rob G, because in order for them to speak candidly about it. Remember, the manager got fired, the GM got fired, right? The bench coach got fired. I mean, sure. it was ugly for because they allowed it to happen. You know, like they could, the manager or the GM could have easily stepped in and said, "What are we doing here?"
Mm-hmm.
It was all set up, and they all knew what was going on in the dugout.
Look, the way I see it, if you're the Dodgers or in this case the Giants, and you have the opportunity to add one of the best players at his position, or if you're the Padres, you have the opportunity to bring back a guy who's been on PEDs, or if you're the Yankees, you brought it up, Tatis Jr., to trade for a guy who has that kind of talent. I don't care about the cheating scandal. I don't care about the PED use. If my only goal, if I'm in the business of championships, which is what the Yankees are in, the Dodgers are in, I believe the Padres and Giants now think that they're in that level of conversation, then it shouldn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.